We're working now on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, going on to Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Rav Ashi, Zar Shalchal Truva Vishalo, Vakara Shirayim Shalchavero. And in this case, Rav Ashi applies the principle of Kimlei Midrabmine. What we learned last time is Rashi, and we began Tosfos. Rashi says, "Usvir le Rav Ashi misa lezeh v'tashluma lezeh potur." And we'll soon see that what Rashi indicates is that Rav Ashi is against Rava in Masechta Sanhedrin, because Rava in Masechta Sanhedrin says that in misa lezeh v'tashluma lezeh chayav, and Rav Ashi disagrees. That's Rashi. So what we want to do is study Tosfos Divrei Maskil Rav Ashi. We started it last week, but I want to see if we could complete this Tosfos. And then there are a number of Rishonim that are quoted here, the Mishkanos HaRoim, and we'll see what they have to say. Pirush HaKuntres, Desfirle Lerav Ashi, Demisa Lezeh V'Tashluma Lezeh Potter, Upolig Adarov, it's against Rav, the Omer Perikama, the Sanhedrin, Ploni Ba. Okay, so we'll get to the case in just a second. So let's just summarize what we said. Rav Ashi applies the principle of Kimlei Midrabmine to the case of Zar Shachal Truma, that he would be Chayiv Misa and Mamon simultaneously, because as he is eating the Truma, he rips Shirayim Shel Chavero. And here is a case of Kimlei Midrabmine, of Be'idna. And even though in the previous cases he had a chiyuv misa and a gneva, and it was very difficult for the Gemara to imagine that he could violate both the isa gneva and the isa machilas truma simultaneously, maybe in the case of la duri al yedei tchak, which we haven't discussed yet, Rav Ashi says we don't have to go into all that complications. We could just speak about Kimlei Midrabmine in a case where the Chiyuv Misa is for eating the Truma, and simultaneously was Mazik, Momen Chavero, and he's potter from paying damages because of Kimlei. And it means that when you have two Chiyuvim, which are really radically different one from the other, I mean, one is for Achilas Truma, and the other is being Mazik, which is really Misa Lezeh and Nefashas Lezeh, I'm sorry, Misa Lezeh Umamen Lezeh, then we would normally assume that Kimlei Midrabmine doesn't make any sense over here, and we would not apply the principle of Kimlei Midrabmine, because he, you know, the Baal HaShirayim has to be paid for his loss of the Shirayim. I mean, the fact that the Ochel HaTruma is Chayav Misa Midei Shamayim because of his violation of Zar Shachal Truma, that shouldn't have any impact on the Chiyuv Mamon here to somebody else, namely the Baal HaShirayim. And therefore Rashi interprets that our Shita of Rav Ashi here of Kimlei Midrabmine is in contradiction to the Shita of Rava, who in this case with his Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh, he suspends the principle of Kimlei Midrabmine. Now, what is the case of Rava when he says Yechayev to pay, despite the Chiyuv Misa, both Chiyuv will be implemented? Ploni ba albas ploni. So let's just take the case of the Edus. In this case, the Edim are testifying against a Nara, and the upshot of the testimony is twofold. Number one, it means that she will be put to death. And number two, it means that she will lose her ksuba. And Rava says in such a case that, okay, I skipped an important word, v'huzma. Okay, now what happens now? So two Edom come in, and they turn to the first two Edom with Imanu HaYisem. Now, we analyze what the Edom what the Eidim tried to do. First of all, they wanted to put this girl to death, and secondly, to be mafsid haluksuba. So, in terms of kasha zoma, they have a double zmama over here. Comes on Rav and he says, "Nerogim umishalmin mama umishalmin." In other words, we're going to apply both the chiyuv misa and the chiyuv mama, and we're going to ignore the principle of kimlei deramine. Why? Because mama lezeh unefashis lezeh pirish mama lebas sheratu lahafsid la ksubasa unefashis lezeh sha'omer sheba aleha. The formulation here of Tosfos interpreting Rav and Sanhedrin seems to be putting all the emphasis on the Boel. In fact, she too would be condemned to death, but nevertheless the Eidim, in order to fulfill Kasha Zoma, would be liable for trying to put him to death, and she would lose her ksuba. So Tosfos says the following, that according to Rashi, Rav Ashi here of Koreshi Rav Shal Chaver while he's eating truma is against Rava, because Rav Ashi says we're going to apply the principle of Kimlev Deram Mineh, and Rava says we're going to suspend the principle of Kimlev Deram Mineh. And the reason of Rava is because it's Mamal Lezeh Misa Lezeh. The same thing should happen here. He's Chayev Misa Lashamayim because of the Achilus Truma, and then somebody else has Shirayim and he ruins their Shirayim.
But that's not against Rava. That's what Rava said.
I'm sorry. Did I say against Rava? I meant to say against Ravashi. Slicha itchem. I'm sorry. I got the names a little bit mixed up. Any mistakes that I make today, Yosef, just attribute to the fact that it's a fast day.
And that's what I do with the mistakes that I make.
You could also use the same excuse. So again, there's a contradiction here, according to Rashi, between Rava in Sanhedrin Daf Yud and Rav Ashi here in Ksubas Daf Lamed Aleph. Why? Because both cases are identical in terms of their definition or categorization in Kimlev D'Ramineh, and yet Rava says we will not apply Kimlev D'Ramineh, hence you'll be Chayav Mamon, and Rav Ashi says we will apply Kimlev D'Ramineh. Now, why are these two cases identical? And that's called Mamon Lezeh Umisa Lezeh. And the answer is the following, that these Eidim wanted to put the Boel to death and they wanted to have her lose her ksuba. That's called Misa Lezeh Umamon Lezeh. And Rashi's willing to apply that same yardstick in the case of Shirayim Shel Chavera. Why? Because the Chiv Misa is for Yenim's Truma, we'll call him the Kohen, and let's say the Israel, I'm just using that, he owns the Shirayim. That's Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh. There's no connection here to the Bala Mamon as far as the Misa is concerned. The Bala Mamon really is claiming, you know, damages. You ruined my Shirayim. Or in the case of Rava, she is claiming you ruined my Ksuba. And in both cases, it's Mama Lezeh. I mean, the Misa is for something else. The Misa is that the Eidim tried to kill the Boel. Or in the case of Zar Shachal Truma, it's for Zorus and eating Truma. It has nothing to do with the owner of the Shirayim. The owner of the Shirayim is totally, totally disconnected. Being near. And now Tosfos asks Akash, if you're going to tell me that we classify Rav Ashi's case of Zar Shachal Truma, etc., as a case of Misa Lezeh, Umama Lezeh, in Pei Tikshi Leila Rava, what's Rava going to do with the Mishnah of Amad Ligas Hagadish B'Shabes Potur Vipnei Shenidon B'Nafsho? Again, that sugya is a perfect mirror image of our sugya Rav Ashi. But again, Rav Ashi's psak that there is Kimlein Rabineh and he doesn't have to pay for the Shirayim is opposed to Rava's position, because Rava says Misa Lezeh Mama Lezeh Chayav. Well, what's he going to do with the Mishnah? And again, Rashi assumes that in his description of Zar Shachal Truma, Karshi Rami Shachal Vero, that that this is a case of Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh, then by logical analogy, the same description should apply to Madras HaGadosh Shel Chaver B'Shabbos. And yet the Mishnah says explicitly, without any content, no dissenters, that in this case, he is potter for paying the owner of the Gadish for the loss of the Gadish. Meaning, Kimle the Rabbi. Well, that's against Rava, because if you, this A equals B equals C over here, right? If you identify Zah Shachal Truma, etc., with Misal Azel, Mamal Azel, which means that Rava would say you have to pay for the Shirayim, then why doesn't the Madlik have to pay the Bala Gadish for his Gadish? That's Tosis Kasha on Rashi. Now we can interpret Rashi in a way that would avoid Tosis Kasha, but we always have to admit that whatever interpretation we're giving for Rashi, it's not the Havan of Tosis, because otherwise Tosis never would have asked this Kasha. So we'll get back to that in a few minutes. El Al Karchach says Tosis. In this case, is Choshev Misa v'Tashlum Liechad. This case, which encompasses both the Truma in our Sugya and the Gadish in Bava Kamma, it's got to be Liechad. What makes it Liechad? And I would add the following, because it's not Lishnai. Hoyo v'lo mischayev misa b'shvil adam ela l'shamayim. So the case of eating truma, and for that matter, for violating the Shabbos with hadlaka, we're not talking about misa lezeh. The concept of misa lezeh is totally inappropriate in these two cases. Because these are cases of Misa LaShamayim, which have nothing to do with Rava Lezeh, Misa Lezeh, have nothing to do with Rava's exclusion from Kimlev Dirabin. Rava is going to exclude from Kimlev Dirabin in the case of Misa Lezeh, and I emphasize the word Lezeh, Rava Lezeh. These cases are not Misa Lezeh. Who can demand the death, the quid pro quo punishment, the appropriate measure punishment of a Zar Shachal Truma or a Madlik HaSagadosh B'Shabbos?
So we're switching the focus from who pays it to who receives it.
Let me think about that. I wasn't aware of that. I wasn't focused on that. Let me just think.
It's as if Shamayim is receiving the Misa.
Right.
And the Bala Gadish is receiving the payment. So that's two separate entities. As opposed to saying who's paying it, Ki'ilu, which is the same person.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Yosef. Let me say it the way I understood it and tell me, is this the same as what you're saying? Okay. Because I'm using different language, and I don't know if that means I'm on a different wavelength. I thought that what Tosis is changing here, is rejecting, is that don't think that Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh, is going to apply whenever the mama that demands Tashlum, that demands compensation, belongs to someone else. And it's not related to the Misa. As if to say that we only apply Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh when the Misa applies Lezeh, meaning to somebody, and the moment was said to somebody else.
When you say the Misa applies to someone, you're talking about the person who's going to be put to death?
Well, give me just a minute. I'm sorry. I better choose my words more carefully. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to understand the difference between the Havamina and the Maskana, so to speak. The Havamina you could identify perhaps with Rashi, and the Maskana with Tosfos. And the machlokus is about how to define misa lezeh umamen lezeh. Rashi is going to say the following, that whenever there's mamon to be paid, and that mamon is a different mamon than the mamon which generates misa. Well, again, the phrase I'm using is very ambiguous, very perplexing, but let me try to get away with it and see what I could do with it, even though it has to be analyzed and justified. But let me just use this weird kind of a formulation, that who owns the mamon that generates misa? And you and I are both saying to ourselves, who cares? What difference it makes? But if you can give me slack, you know, a little bit of poetic license here, and I'll try to answer that question later, but just in terms of abstract definitions, who owns the mamon that's mechayev misa? According to Rashi, that's going to determine whether or not it's misa lezeh or mamon lezeh. And according to Rashi, just one second, I'll just make sure I get this down. According to Rashi, if the mamon that's mechayev misa is not owned by the same person who owns the mamon that's mechayev tashlumin, then we have misa lezeh mamon lezeh. But let's go through the cases according to Rashi. There'll be three cases that fit into misa lezeh umamon lezeh. That's going to be truma in our case, that's going to be madlas hagadosh in Baba Kama, and that's going to be rava in the case of Edim Zomimim in Masechtas Sanhedrin. What's common according to Rashi in all these three cases is that the Baal HaMamon who generates Misa, and it's because of his mama Misa came into the world, is not identical with the Baal HaMamon who is Tovei Tashlum. The Chiddush of Rava of Misa Lezeh Mama Lezeh is that whenever there's a Chiyuv Misa that allows us to disconnect from the Chiyuv Mamon, then we're going to suspend the principle of Kibbutz Rabbani. That's going to be called Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh. In three cases, we're going to disconnect the Chiyuv Misa from the Chiyuv Mamon. Because what's common in all these three cases is that whatever is going to generate Misa, it's not going to be the Baal HaMamon. So what generates Misa and Truma? The Zara Sha'achal Truma. What generates Misa in the case of Zara Sha'achal Truma, but that we said already, is the Truma. What generates the Misa in the case of the Gaddish? It's not the owner of the Gaddish, but rather it's the Chil Shabbos. And if it's the Chil Shabbos that's inherent in that Dlaka, it's not connected to the Mamon of the Gaddish. And that makes it into Misa Lezeh Umama Lezeh. And finally, what case did I leave that? Oh yeah, we have the Edim Zomim case. And there, once again, the Chiyuv Misa is to the Boel and not to the Nara who loses her Ksuba. So then, when according to Rashi would it be Misa Lezeh Umama Lezeh, that would be the case where the owner of the Truma is also at the same time the owner of the Shiraya. Because then the Machayev of Misa is the Truma of the Baal HaShirayim.
He's going to get both.
And there are two punishments here. Both are meted out in the broadest sense, again, in inverted commas, to the Baal, to Baal HaMamon. Again, he's the Baal HaMamon and the Truma. And you and I would say, okay, that's irrelevant because because the chiyuv here is misa l'shamayim, but nevertheless the misa shamayim comes through the bailus of the owner of the truma, and likewise the shirayim belong to the same bala truma. That's going to be misa l'zeh. I'm sorry, misa umam l'chad. But if the misa is coming from somebody else's truma, meaning other than the bala shirayim, or it's l'shamayim in the case of Malikas HaGodesh because of Chil Shabbos, or in the case of Edom Zomimim, where clearly there's no connection between the Boel and the Ksuba of the Nivellas. Just one second. I'm sorry, I think I'm juggling so many different things at once here. Again, according to Shitas Rashi, let me give a shortcut. Misa l'zeh, misa umamun l'chad, according to Rashi, means that the owner is mechayev both misa and mamun. The owner of what? The owner of the truma is going to be. So again, I'm using the word machayev because right now I don't have a better definition. We're going to have to sharpen it and polish it up. But the owner of the truma is going to be machayev misa, and he too, since he owns the shirayim, is going to be machayev mama. In such a case, we apply kibbutz and rabbani. That's called misa umama l'chad.
That's Avash.
No, that's not Rav Ashi, right? That's not Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi's talking about a case of Misa Lezeh Umama Lezeh, which means that the owner of the truma is not the same as the owner of the shrine.
So then you accumulate the Rabbi.
That's according to everyone.
Yes.
No. Just one second. What did I just say? That in the case where the two different owners, that's going to be Misa Lezeh and Mamun Lezeh, that's going to be Machlokas between Rav Ashi and Rav. But in any other case where the Baal HaMamon of Misa is not identical with the Baal HaMamon of Tashlumin, then Then we're going to have machlokas between Rav Ashi and Rav. So maybe I'll write this down on the blackboard here for my benefit, not for you. Okay. So what is Shitas Rashi? Right, Shitas Rashi is the following. We can divide it into two. There's going to be a case of Misa Umamon Lechad. In this case, everyone is going to agree that we apply Kimlei B'Derabba Minei, and he's parted from the Mamon. This is going to be the case of the Baal HaShirayim who Baal HaTruma, and then we're going to have Misa Lazer Umamon Lazer, and that's going to be my focus between Rav Ashi and Rava. And under this we have three cases. What are these cases? Number one, Truma lazeh v'shirayim lazeh. Right? That's number one. Number two is just 1 second. Number two is Adam Zomim. Let's just see. No, I'm sorry. Ooh. So Adam Zomim. Right. Number two is gonna be Adam Zomim. Right? That's Rava's case. Right, Rava. And what happens in the case of Rava? I'm just looking around in case there's a tissue here by any chance, because I dropped this and now I got ink all over the place. But okay, never mind. It's not important. Don't forget it. It'll dry up in a second.
There's a napkin right here.
Oh, you found the napkin?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Such a beautiful napkin. All right, for Shabbos, I wouldn't be chayev on Melechus Tzover because it would be Makalko. All right. So let's just think about the Avodah Zarah case. So this is going to be, one second, this is going to be Misa Lazer, Mama Lazer. Correct, so 1 second. So Rava says in this case of Avodah Zarah that they have to pay the father, correct? Is everybody just double checking? Right? Yeah. That's Rava in Sanhedrin. And we say, right, and this is going to be, according to Rava, we're going to say Kim Lei. I didn't space myself here on the blackboard correctly, right? But we're going to say that Kim Lei B'Rava Mine is not going to apply. That's Rava Shita. And Ravashi will say Kim Lei B'Rava Mine applies. Okay? And why is this? So let's go through these two cases. Why in the case of Truma Lazeh, Vishirayim Lazeh, why is that considered Mama Lazeh, Misa Lazeh? Because the Misa is generated by the ownership of, we'll call him Ruvain, over the Truma, whereas the Mama is generated by the ownership of Shimon over the Shirayim. Okay? And in the case of Avodah Zarah, the Misa is generated by the Boel, so that's called Misa Lazer. And the Tashlumin of Ksuba is generated by the father, or by the Nara in this case, let's say. So if that be the case, then they're two different Bailim, so to speak. The Bala Misa is not the Bala Mama. Or let's say it the other way around. The Bala Mama is not the Bala Misa. And Rashi says that in that case, Rav Ashi would disagree with Rava, right? Rava's going to say that there's no Kimlei B'Ramine, and Rav Ashi is going to say there is Kimlei B'Ramine. Now we're up to Gaddish. Am I right? Did I leave out any case besides Gaddish? No. So we're up to Gaddish. So here we have Chil Shabbos, and that's called Hadlaka. And we have Mazik on the Gaddish, right? So once again, according to Rashi, this is going to be a case of Misa Lazeh Umam Lazeh. Why? Because the Chil Shabbos has nothing to do with the Gaddish. Let me put it to you this way. This is the difficult point.
The one right here.
Yeah, this is really where it gets sensitive. But let's read the Tosfos inside. He says, "The ain dir the ichash v'achilas truma kriya shemayim mama lezer unefashis lezer im kein tikshi le rova hodis nan ba minich sakad lusha idluk sagodish b'shabbos potim neishe nidom enafsho." So what? That's a vision against Rav Ashi. V'haynu misa lezeh mishum Shabbos et tashlumu lezeh mishum Gaddish. See, when I look at this, as I charted out here, it would seem it would seem that Tosus' kasha is not necessarily a kasha. Let me just work this out. Because maybe in the case of the Balatruma, so wait a minute. We made the distinction here, according to Rashi, between the case where the Bala Shiraim owns the Truma, the case where he does not own the Truma. According to Tosis Kasha, I don't understand that distinction. Are we making a big mistake of it? Because Tosis says that it's Mamul Lezem, Misul Lezem, because it's Misul LeShamayim. So, for example, for Chil Shabbos, it would make no difference who owns the Gadish. And if we apply that to Truma, then it makes no difference who owns the Truma. It's always going to be Misal HaShamayim. So why is it that if the Baal HaShirayim is the one who owns the Truma, that makes it into Misal Mom and Dechad?
That's the point.
That I don't understand.
The word in Tosfot that got me is, it says, V'lo mitchayet mita bishvil Adam ela LaShamayim. The word bishvil, this is...
Did I get to this yet? I didn't get to it yet? Okay,
no, so let's read the top of the page. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, the third line down in Tosfot.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I got up to it. Yeah. Did we? One second, let me just see.
Where is he?
I got up to here. In Kei Tikshile L'Rova, Hadisnan Bameniach, Vehu, Shehidlik Sagadish Bishabis, Part of the nation don't benaf. So, hayu misa lazer mishum Shabbos, v'tashlum lazer mishum Gadish.
So we're now focusing.
Are you up to the Ella?
No, we're not.
Oh, we're not up to Ella
yet. I'm where you are. We're not up to where I was yet. So we're focusing on the person who did this. Misa lazer.
Tosa seems to be accusing Rashi of having a definition of Misa Lazer which would apply to any case where the Bailus is again, I'm speaking now only exclusively about the Chiyuv Misa, where the Bailus is irrelevant. If the Bailus is irrelevant to the Chiyuv Misa, which would mean, in my books, it should mean that if anyone had done the exact same action, even the owner of the object himself, he would still be equally chayav misa, then according to Tosa's understanding of Rashi, that would make it misa lezer, momen lezer. And therefore, if you apply that logic to the case of Madluk Sagadish, you're in deep trouble, because that should be misa lezer, the burning of the Gadish as a violation of Shabbos has nothing whatsoever to do, it's not related to the ownership over the Gadish. And therefore, Rashi would have to classify as misa lezer, momen lezer. My confusion here is that so what is a case of Misa Lezer, Mamul Lezer? Rashi says Beferish that the Achilles Truma case with the Shraim, that's Misa Lezer, Mamul Lezer. Well, why not say that that's also Misa Mishum Truma? You know, just like Tosa says in Madlis Sagosh says Misa Mishum Shabbos, right? Misa Mishum Shabbos, and then we're gonna classify it as Misa Lezer. And in the case of Truma, it's Misa Mishum Truma. So that's where I get lost over here. So let's see, maybe if we read the next few lines, I don't know, I'm just taking a step out of the, you know, out of the spaceship into the wild blue yonder. I don't know where this is going to lead me. Ella says, Tosus Al Karchach, Chashiv Misa v'tashlum li echad hoil v'lo mischayev Misa b'shvil Adam el HaShamayim. Meaning, in order to justify Kimlei the Ramani in the case of Madlus HaGadish, which is an often a Mishnah, we're going to have to assume that it's considered lechad. Why? Because the Misa is not related to Shum Adam, as it is in the case of Edim Zomimim. Oh, so Tosa is really asking our question. So that's good news. You know, we have an empathy here. Tosa is basically saying that in Truma, What difference does it make? Who owns the truma? At the end of the day, you're chayv misal shamayim, even if it's your own truma. That's indeed the case of Rav Ashi. That has to be a case of misa umama lechat. Why? Because that's exactly parallel to the case of Madrigas HaGodesh, where you chayv misa l'shamayim, and that's considered lechat. It's only litrei, you know, lazel lazeh, in a case where you chayv misa to a person. Right? To a person.
What does that mean, to a person?
To a person means that I call it, if you can help me out with the pasuk there, Dmei Achicha Tzorkim Elan. What does it say there in the pasuk by Hevel?
Kol Dmei Achicha Tzorkim Elan.
Min Adama, right? So that's called Misa Lezeh. Why? Because, you know, the blood is calling out. Now it's time for your blood. Do you follow what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like your blood replaces
right.
his blood, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's going to be a case of Kiblei B'Drabmine. Just one second. I'm sorry. That's going to be a case where we suspend Kiblei B'Drabmine because the mamon is to another person. So we have one person who is injured in terms of his damage in terms of his property. He's being tovea. Then we have another person who's not never dead, but his blood is being tovea. That's called misa lezeh umam lezeh. For example, let's say you would kill someone with a knife, and while you kill him, you rip his clothing. That would be a case of misa umam lezeh. And not only that, any other case where you're chayev misa lashamayim, that's considered misu mamal lezeh. Where would there be a machlokas between? That's not a fair formulation. According to what Tosfos say now, the case of misa lezeh mamal lezeh, which is the Adam Zomim case, is a case which even Rav Ashi would agree that we suspend kiblei b'rabbinei. Rav Ashi applies kiblei b'rabbinei and zar shachal trum etc. Why? Because you chayev misa l'shamayim. There's no other victim that's mechayev you in misa. But basically what Tosfos is presenting now is that from all the cases that we've been discussing, there's only one case that qualifies as mamon lezeh, misa lezeh. It's a very unique case, very rare kind of breed. And that's going to be the Adam Zomim case. Because we're going to put the Adam Zomim to death because of misa lezeh, because of the boel that they wanted to put to death, and it becomes dmei achicha tzorkim elai. Is memela madlikas hagodesh b'shabbes is certainly potter, and nobody denies that. So wait a second. So would Rav Ashi deny the principle of misa lezeh mamon lezeh in the case of Adam Zomimim? For that, I want to open up a Gemara Sanhedrin for a second. Let's take a little bit of a detour here, a little break from Tosfos, and let's see the case on Daf Tes Amud Beis of Rav Yosef.
Tes Amud Beis.
Yeah, Tes Amud Beis, right smack in the middle of the page. Amar Rav Yosef, Hevi Abal Edim Shezinsa. Okay. Vehevi ha'av edim v'izimum li'edi abal. Is edi abal ne'rogim v'ein mishalmin mama. Now, l'chora, this is a case of misa lezeh u'mama lezeh. Even according to Tosfos' very narrow definition. Why? Because the edim testified that she had znus, and therefore she's chayav misa. And at the same time, they should be paying for the ksuba. They should be paying for the ksuba. Now let's say we're talking about a nara hamurasa. Who loses the money of the ksuba by virtue of the father? The father. So therefore the misa is for the Edim, right? Because because the Eidei Abal tried to kill, right? Tried to kill the Boel. So therefore, the Eidim under the law of Kashas Amar Chayav Misa, and it's more than Lizet. It's more to the father because of being mafsid in the Ksuba. So if I'm not mistaken, what comes out of this Tosfos is that there is a machlokas that Mamel Lizet, Mamel Nefashas Lizet, but it's not machlokas between Rav Ashi and Rav, it's machlokas of Rav Yosef and Rav. Rav Ashi is justified in saying that we do apply Kimlev the Rav Mineh because it's Misa Mamel Lechad. Why? Because the Misa is Lashamayim. But Rav is going to say Misa Lizet, Mamel Lizet in the case of the Edim Zomavim, where they tried to be mafsid hadak suba, and then Rava says that they have to, the Edom have to pay for the ksuba, even though they're going to be put to death. That's called misa lezeh umama lezeh. 1 second, misa lezeh umama lezeh. Right, because again, this is a Yosef. You'll have to remind me of this because I always forget this. In the case of Rava, the Edom are testifying on the Boel, and the Boel is going to be put to death. Then as far as she's concerned, they're causing her to lose her ksuba. So Rava says that's called Misa Lezeh Umama Lezeh, and there's no Kimlev Derabni. Now let's talk about Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says that there was Azama. It was Hazama against the Eidei Abal, am I correct? Eidei Abal Eidim Shezimsa. That's what I'm trying to figure out here. Is Rav Yosef rejecting Rava, Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh? Because he says, Eim Meshalmim Mamon. No, that sounds like he's rejecting Rava. But that has nothing to do with Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi is talking about a case where there's no other person who's demanding Misa. It's Misa LaShamayim because it's Achilas Truma. But in Rav Yosef's case, where the Edim were testifying against the Boel to put him to death, plus the Ish is going to lose Haksuba, then we have a right to say that that's Mama Lezeh, Misa Lezeh, which according to Rava, we're going to be chayev both Misa and Mamon, and Rav Yosef rejects them. That's, I think, what's coming out here. So again, Malik Sagodesh is surely Kimlev the Rabbi, because it's Misa LaShamayim. So whenever it's Misa LaShamayim, we're going to apply the principle of Chad, meaning it's Kimlev the Rabbi. If on the other Yechayev Misa to two people, I'm sorry, Yechayev Misa and Mama to two people, then according to Rav at least, we're going to suspend Kimlev Rami. He's going to have to pay the Mama. That's called Misa Lezeh Umama Lezeh. So Rav said, just I'm going to give you the following quiz question just to make sure we're all on the same page. What if Reuven kills Shimon, and while he's killing Shimon, he rips Shimon's garments? What would you say? Is that a question, or for sure we would apply Kimlev the Rabbi? What do you say, John? I see you shaking your head. You mean we would apply Kimlev, right? That's clearly Kimlev the Rabbi, because you chayev Misa to this person that you kill, and you chayev him to pay him Tashlumen. What would be if while you were killing him, you would damage somebody else's shirayim? That would be, according to what we see now, a machlokas between Rav and Rav Yosef. Why? Because Rav would say, well, he has to pay the guy tashlumin, it's misa lezeh, mama lezeh. And Rav Yosef would say, that's kimlev d'rabbi. Right, kimlev d'rabbi. Let's go back to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, heidi abal eidim shezim tzvei rav v'yeh mishalman mom. That means he's going to apply Kimlev Rami despite the fact that it's Misa Lezeh Umama Lezeh. But as far as Rav Ashi is concerned, now let's ask the following question. What would Rav Yosef say about Madlik HaSagodesh? Well, that for sure is Kimlev Rami. and Rava would agree that it's Kimlei Ravini because there are no two Bailim that are being Tover. So it's not Misal Azeh, it's Misal Hashamayim. Fulfill Shabbos. What's in your mind? I mean, again, I think we're okay, except for the previous line in Tosfos.
When you use the term Lazeh, that is basically meaning because of Zeh.
The only thing I can do for you that for me or for you for, at this point is Dmei Achicha Tzalkim Eilai. I can't do any better than that. That if you kill someone, you owe that person death.
You owe that person death.
Again, I'm using very
coarse
terminology.
If you also owe that person mammon,
then we apply Kimlei.
Then we say Kimlei.
Right.
But if it's not going to be the same person, the same.
The two tzarkim, there's two different tzarkim. One is the dead person who was murdered, is tzarkim, and the other is the person who's shirayim or whatever goddess you destroyed. Yeah. He's a tzarkim. The two tzarkim, that according to Tosis is mamon lezeh misal lezeh. That's going to be the case of Edim Zomim, about which is machlokus between Rava and Rav Yosef.
And if someone had been standing in the Gaddish and got burned to death.
So if you killed somebody and at the same time you owe money to the Bala Gaddish, we would ask the following question from Rava's perspective. Who owns the Gaddish? Is it the person who you killed or is it somebody else?
Uh-huh.
If it's the same person,
then we're going to say Kimlei. We're not going to pay him for the Gaddish because we paid him
for
the life.
Well, we're going to say in some, oh, right. Then we're going to apply Kimlei Rami, right? But if it's a case where the Gaddish belongs to one person,
different person, who person was killed,
and the person that he killed was somebody else,
right,
who didn't own the Gaddish, that according to Rava would mean that we suspend the principle of Kimlei,
right,
and he would have to pay.
And obviously
can't that, anybody be nice enough to bring me a cup of tea? You can probably hear my voice how dry I am. Yeah, right.
And obviously that is not talking about on Shabbos. That was a, my question was not Shabbos.
Right, that was a
Shabbos, then that would have been then he would already be chayev for the hadlaka before he killed the person in the field. And
right.
So then you can't kill him twice.
Right.
So that would be irrelevant.
Let's keep in mind never to confuse two cases of Malik Sagosh. There's Malik Sagosh b'Shabbos,
yeah,
and then there's Malik Sagosh b'Chol,
yeah,
where he kills somebody with that fire.
Right.
If he kills somebody with that fire, we're going to ask, right, well, who owns the Gaddish? If it's the Nerag that owns the Gaddish, then clearly we're going to apply Kimlei. If it's somebody else who owns the Gaddish, then Rav would say, we're going to give you both Misa, and you're going to pay for the loss of the Gaddish.
Yeah.
And now we're ready for the read. Now wait a second. Let's just again review why we need the Ri. In the absence of the Ri, we're in deep trouble with Rashi, because Rashi says that Rav Ashi's Zar Shachal Truma case is a case of Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum and Lezeh. Well, L'chorad, it's identical to the case of Madlik HaGadosh. And in Madlik HaGadosh, the Mishnah says explicitly that you are exempt from payment because of the principle of Kimlei. So how could Rashi say, how could Rav Ashi possibly say that in the case of Zar Shachal Truma, right, again, keep in mind that the Kasha of Tosus on Rashi is based on Rava, not on Rav Ashi, right? Rav Ashi is the one who says that Kimlei V'Ravmei applies even to Mama Lezeh Misa Lezeh. Right, but Rava says if it's Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh, then you don't apply Kimlei Rami. What's Rava going to do with the Mishnah of Madlik HaSagodesh, where the Mishnah explicitly takes the position that we apply Kimlei Rami? The Ri Ratzel Yashe Pirush HaKudris, The chashiv hacha misa lazeh v'tashlumi lazeh, which means that Rava would say in this case that you have to pay the Baal HaShirayim, reimburse him for his Shirayim. Not so in the case of Adon Sagodish. Lefishein shnei maisim, achilas truma ukriyas shirayim. I'm just going to skip a little bit. Avol madli godish hakol ba al maisa echad. So where does Rashi say, according to the Ri's interpretation, that it's nisal azeh umamal azeh, it's going to be a machlokus between Rava and Ravashi, that's a case of Beis Meisim? No, just the opposite. That's the case of Maisa Echad. Wait, did you see? No, that's the case of Beis Meisim. Right, Beis Meisim.
Kriya Shirayim, Vishnei Meisim. Gavish is Maisa Echad.
Right. So since Shirayim is what is Beis Meisim, therefore we have a problem of Misa Lezeh v'tashlum Lezeh, and that's going to be the machlokus between Rava and Ravashi. So Ravashi has a broad scope definition of Kimlev, the application of Kimlev the Ramine, even to the extent of two different Meisim. Fishayim Beis Meisim. I'm not sure I got the case of Ploni Balbita, that's one Avis, but I guess he's splitting the Avis into two, but whatever it is, we'll have to figure that out. But let's just figure out the case of Truma. That's two different Maisim. In the case of two different Maisim, we're going to have a Machlokas between Rava and Rav Yosef. Is that correct? Did I get the names right? Or is it a machlok between Ravashi and Rava? Which is it?
Ravashi.
Ravashi. Okay. I'm glad you corrected me.
It's Ravashi and Rav Yosef and Rava?
Yeah, Ravashi and Rava because it's a case. No. Why is it a case of two Maisa? Because he's working with two different parts of his body. He's eating and chewing and swallowing with his mouth, and he's ripping the shrine with his hands. That clearly that's two different Maisa. That's exactly what we mean by Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh. And yet, Ravashi applies Kimlev Rami with his broad scope definition of Kimlev Rami. Rava, in that exact scenario of Beis Meisim, is going to say that you have to pay. And you don't apply Kimlev Rami. So, for example, in Eidim Zomavim, we're going to have to see two different Meisim here. That's not so simple. Where are the two Meisim? Let me just see here if by chance he clarifies this. Oni ba al nara murasa. He writes here, I'm just going to read you the words. I don't know what he's getting it, where he's getting it. And therefore Potter according to Rava. Now that's what he adds here. This is called the Birei HaTosfos. Hareze Nechshav Kibeiz Eidios. I don't know if he's talking about one Eidus on the Boel and one on the Ksuba. Let's just think. That since he's testifying that what? Nara Murasa Shezinsa. Cloni Baal Nara Murasa. Let's just see in Sanhedrin. This is the case of Rava, correct? Cloni Baal Nara Hamurasa. Rav Yosef was Ede Abal, who were testifying on Znus. So again, in the case of Rava, it's considered Mama Lezeh, Misa Lezeh. Why? Because, just like in the case of Truma, he's doing it with two parts of his body, it's considered Shnei Maisim. So too in Adios, here there are two different Adios. I think what he's saying is that there's one Adios on the Boel. That's what he's saying? He doesn't spell that out. But
what are we talking about?
John is right. We stop prematurely. Shayyicholim lahoid olav. I think olav means the boel. Let's just see if he corroborates with me. Shayyicholim lahoid olav. Just 1 second. How come I don't see this here? He says olav ala ba al nara murasa. They recognize the Boel, but they don't recognize the Nivellus. The Alabas below Olav.
You don't have to recognize the Nivellus. All you have to do is know that it was an Ara Marasa. That's enough. And that she's an Ara Marasa, you don't have to know who he is.
I don't understand the engineering, but yeah, you're right. I mean, somehow he knows that she's an Ara Marasa without knowing who she is.
We're saying that one Eidut has two Totsa'ot.
Yeah, but he's saying even more than that, that you could split between the two, meaning you could have had each Totsa'ah
separately.
He happens to hit a home run, so to speak, because he knows also who the Bas is and who the Boel is. But theoretically, you could have had a case where he's made Olav below Abbas, or Abbas below Olav. So the fact that he was made both on the Boel and the Nivellus is almost coincidental. But it's really an overlap of two separate avios. You know, I'm thinking out loud, what would be if, let's say, he was posel lahoyed on her, but he was kosher, you know, maybe you'd say probably getting dibura. I don't know. That's a different sugya, but... Okay, do we have it? Again, in other words, until now I was thinking two meisim means physically two meisim, but now he's broadening his definition of two meisim, or maybe you could say each amira is a separate meisim. How about if we say it like that? So he has one amira on the boel, another amira on the bats. So even though they're both the boel and the bats are participating in one meisim, but it's considered in Hilchus Eidus, since each Eidus could stand independent of the other one, as if there are two different Eidios, two different testimonies. Oh, so what's going to be the upshot of this? Now we're going to answer the kasha, the objection to Rashi. Have a madli godish hakol ba al maisa echad v'chein choshev misa v'tashlumin li echad. Okay, so that's good.
The only fact that you had to have was that there was this sexual relationship and she was an Ara Marasa. That's all you need to know. And you have both of them chayev.
Again, what's the case? He identifies the Boel and the Nivellus? Or not?
He identifies the fact that she is an Ara Marasa.
Oh.
And he had relations with her, and she had relations with him. That's it. You don't have to know who they are. You just have to know that she's an Ara Marasa, and that he did that, and she did that. Which is.
But 1 second. Is he able to identify her? Like they give her five pictures, and he can choose which one she was.
Fine. And. It turns out that she's an Ara Marasa.
Uh-huh. So he can identify which one she was. I like that, because otherwise I was really confused.
The aid can identify the fact that he knows who she, what she looks like.
And we know that she is
an Ara Marasa.
An Ara Marasa. And he also identifies the Boel, so that's two different adios. And let's see what Mammon is involved in. Shabol Afsida Subasa, Rashi says.
How's that two adios? He had relations with her and she had relations with him. It's the same thing.
So I'm going to tell you what I think, but I don't know, Rashi doesn't seem to say so, that the aide is totally unaware of the fact that her father is going to lose the ksuba. In other words, he can testify on the Boel without being mafsid the ksuba. But we're saying now that he can identify her, and we know that she's so-and-so, and she's got a ksuba coming to her. I mean, why wasn't that enough?
He's
trying to get it right. Let's read the Tosafot one more time. He says, "Yicholim lahoid olav below abbas." What would be that case? Let's say she's wearing a mask. Now, but that, how does he know she's an Ashes Ish? Alabas below ol.
No, I remember.
1 second. In words. What exactly is he? What does it mean? Yichom lahoid olav below abbas. What exactly does he know? What does he not know? I'll read to you his language.
Her identity as a person, as opposed to her status. He has to know her status, or maybe.
No. Forget. You're saying he doesn't know her status, right? Okay. I've got to try to get a case where yichom lahoid olav below abbas, right?
Without knowing that she's an Amarasa, he has no reason to give this testimony in the first place. Who cares?
But he doesn't know who she's married to. He knows that she's married. Is that not feasible? That he knows she's a married woman, he doesn't know to whom she's married. But she knows it's not to this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's obvious that she left her house and she's having a relationship with this fellow. And even though he doesn't know who's ksuba, and he knows that she's a married woman, he doesn't know to whom she's married, and if he doesn't know who her father is. So in such a case, the Edom are not consciously, deliberately being mafsid the father ksuba, because they know she walked out of this house. She's a married woman, but we don't know all the details about her marriage, right? What does that mean? We don't know that she is holding on to a ksuba of Masayim Zuz, which will now be worthless. But again, I'm making a leap of faith here. I'm saying that Tosis is talking about the knowledge of the Eidah. That determines whether it's one Eidah or not. Not what we know as objective fact, because once he identifies this girl, we'll know whose ksuba just went up in smoke, so to speak. It became worthless because of Haznus. Now let's for a moment jump forward. What would be the reverse case? How could he be made on her without being made on the Boel? So what's that? The Abbas below Olav. What's Abbas below Olav? I mean, he must know who the Boel is.
We don't have to know who the Boel is. If she's an Amarasa or she's an Ashes Ish, then what's going on here?
Oh, you mean anyone but her husband? He knows it's anyone but her husband,
exactly.
Or something like that. Huh? Okay, I'll accept that. So again, if you're willing to accept mine, I'll accept yours. Let's make a partnership here. So the case of Yechom Lohid Olav L'Abbas means they know she's an Ashes Ish, but they're not being made on her ksuba, which belongs to her father. That information they're not privy to. And the reverse case of Lahoid al Abbas below Olav means that they know she's living with a man other than her husband. They're not sure who this man is. I wonder if you can't even add another possible technicality where they didn't give Asra to the man or something like that. Okay, I don't know. The Einir L'Rashba. What bothers the Rashba? To Omar Rav Yosef, Beper Kavad Sanhedrin, Hevi Abal Edim Shezinso, Vehevi Ha'av Edim V'izimum Li Ede Abal, is Ede Abal Ner Rogim V'ein Mishalmim Momon. Fine. So far so good. Why? Because the Ede Abal, one second. The Ede Abal Einu Mishalmim Momon. It means they're testifying on her and her ksuva. So that might be considered like one maisa. Oh, so now it's one maisa. Oh. So far we're doing well. Is then Eidia Avne Rogim Umishalmim Mamon. Mamon Lezeb, Pirish Lebal. Lebal Sherotsu Lahafsid Ksuba Unafashos La'edin. Ahosam Alazoma Achas Bolehem Akol. What's the Rashba's Kasha here? If we're talking about what? We're talking about the Eide Abal. So the Eide Abal are they testifying to Maisim? Let's just think. The Baal, Sherotza Lafsido Ksuba. So there it's not two different Maisim.
It's one thing.
It's one I got to say this.
And from that comes two
repercussions.
Yeah, exactly.
So in this case, we certainly should apply Kim Levin Rami Mine. That's what's stuck. Okay, so what I'd like to do now, with your rishus, is to take a look at the Mishnah of Rohan. We'll make a note how far we got in the Tosfos. So the Bli Neder, we can see Rabbeinu Tam tomorrow. But I would still like to focus on Rashi, and that's the focal point here of this presentation. It's on, just to make sure we're all on the right page Kuf Pei. Yeah, and we're looking at the last line of the right column. One second. Again, Rashi says that in the case of Truman Shirayim Shel Chaviro, we're talking about Misa Lazeh V'Tashlumin Lazeh, and that's going to lead us into deep quagmire here, because what we have is really Misa L'Shamayim. And if it's Misa L'Shamayim, then what's Rava going to do with the case of Madan Sagadish?
And that problem is because Madan Sagadish is Mitat Beit Din as opposed to Mitat Bidei Shamayim.
I think he's saying that since Madan Sagadish is not but rather Yechayev in the cases of Truma and Godish for violating Zoros or Shabbos, in those cases, according to Rashi, we should apply the principle of Misa Lezeh or Mamon Lezeh. You follow? If Rashi is saying that Rav Ashi is a machlokes between Rava and Rav Ashi, meaning it's Misa Lezeh and Tashlum Lezeh, then the same machloka should apply to the case of Gadish, which is Tosus's Kasha. Let me just read a few lines, and then, you know, I'm pulling out a few lines from the middle of this paragraph. He says, "Kol heichash achiv misu b'shpil shum adam b'darash bein beino lechavero v'gam nischayv mamon liyoso adam chashiv mamon unefashos lechad avol kshechiv hamisa hu lashamayim kegon." The Achilles Truma, the Lonischayev Misa Vishvil Shum Adam, El Rakla Shamayim, the Chiv Mamanu Shum Kriyas Hashirayim, is that's considered the Chad. And therefore, Madlagas HaGodesh should be Chayev, according to Rav.
Should be.
Chayev, according to Rav, because again, Rashi is classifying Truma and Shirayim as Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh, meaning that Rav would say you're Chayev in such a case, as opposed to Rav Ashi. And the reason why you're Potter is because it's not Shel Adam Acher. So for example, you see four lines down from the top, you see where he says, Chiyuv HaMisa Hu Bishvil Shum Adam. We want to underline those words because they contain the critical point over here of Misa Lezeh V'Tashlum Lezeh. Again, Akshachiv Misa L'Shamayim, then. And it's considered. Chiyuv Mamon Mishum Kriyas Hashirayim. This is assuming that's considered Misa Lezeh Umamon Lezeh. Right. So this, I think, and please check me out on this. Let's do this together. What we're about to read now, which is Tosis' understanding of Rashi, is what I have here on the board. Let's see if I'm right. But you'll look in the text and see if what it says in the text is the same as what I'm dictating, so to speak, if you've followed Baal Peh. That according to Rashi, there's a very limited case of Misa Umam al-Khat. And in all other cases, it's going to be Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh. Do you see where it's lopsided in my chart? You see? That Rashi is expanding Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh to the case of Rav Ashi. And the reason for that is because the Gorem HaMisa, if you follow me, what generates this Chiyuv Misa has nothing to do with the ownership of the Truma. It's Hashamayim. That's called Misa Lezeh, so the word Lezeh here means like Shamayim, and Mama Lezeh. And if that be the case, then we're stuck with Madlikas HaGodesh B'Shabbos. Because that too should be Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh. Why? Because the Chiyuv Misa for Chil Shabbos has nothing to do with the Bible. Since Misa Lezeh, if it's Misa Shamayim, then Rav is going to say that you do not apply Kim Lev D'Ramin, and you're going to be chayv to pay Mama. So for example, the Truma, if it's owned by someone other than the Baal Truma, then the Chiyuv Misa has nothing to do with the Baal Ashirayim. And hence it's going to be a case of Misa Lezeh, Mama Lezeh. Rav is going to say in such a case you have to pay the Baal Ashirayim. If on the other hand the Baal Ashirayim and the Baal Truma are one and the same person, then again this was the gap that we tried to jump over, then we're going to say that the Misa is a result of his Truma and the Chiv Shirayim is a result of his Shirayim, and that's going to be considered, even according to Rava, Mamanu Misa Dechad. and we're going to apply Kibbutz Rabbani even according to Rav. But if the Shirai belongs to one person and the Truma belongs to another person, then Rav is going to say that he pays the Baal Shirai as a Mazik. And the reason for that is because it's Misal Azeh, Umam Azeh. And the Misal Azeh means Misal HaShamayim. That brings us to Tosis Kasha about Madlikas HaGodesh. The only thing is, we don't understand why Rav Ashi had to mention that the... You see, I think in the next paragraph he's raising our lack of, you know, comfortability with this whole thing, because L'chora Truma is L'Shamayim, even if it's owned by the Baal HaShirayim. If the Baal HaShirayim would eat the Truma, and he's a czar, he would likewise be chayav misa. He says, "V'ahadin akat Rav Ashi gavna dezar shachol truma shalov v'kosh shirayim shal chaveru le'uruyilon desfir le'mamel lezev v'tashlum lezev potu the iluav imnaket truma v'shirayim shal chaveru," meaning that the owner of the shirayim is also the owner of the truma. "Hayimakom litos the tama p'tur." Which was our svar that we were very uncomfortable with, but now it's only a habamina, to say that since he owns the truma, it's not called Misa Shamayim, it's called like Misa to the Baal HaTruma. And therefore, if the Baal HaTruma is the Baal HaShirayim, they're all one person, then that has nothing to do with Misa Lezeh, Mom Lezeh. That's a classic case of Kimlei B'Rabamina. Ulam tsarach im gadol the echav shel lefarish came become onus Rashi. Arei Rashi biatzmo lo kosav the choshev moment lezeh who nefash the elbu kimta the Rav Ashi the mayr bi ochel truma the karashi ryan. Amal alho kimtos or ishonos that's ochel truma shel chavero or ochel chelev shel chavero the mayr lo kosav this relay the mamal lezeh nefash lezeh potu lefi mashin ispire, according to our definition of mamal lezeh v'nefash lezeh, that even achiv misal hashamayim is also considered mamal lezeh misal lezeh. Then why didn't Rashi point out that the previous ukimtis of beidna are against Rava, because Rava would say in those cases that it's not kimlei b'rabbinei at all? Ulefimashin is buyer. Gam bechay gam nechashiv mamon lezeh nefash lezeh mishum dechiv misa alachilas truma hu lashamayin. Right, what difference does it make if you own the truma? The Baal HaShirayim owns the truma. In any event, it's considered misa lashamayin. V'al koch aval kein tzorch lechale al koch tzorch lechale kechiluk ari. Not easy, also. I mean, I can't tell you how much time I've been spending on this. Let me just try to summarize this paragraph to the best of my ability. Why is it, in the light of Tosus's understanding of Rashi, that Rashi waited until Rav Ashi to make this point? L'chora, in all of the ukimtis above, we should have had, according to Rashi, a case of mamal lezeh u'nefashis lezeh, which would be, according to Rashi, the subject of machlokes between Rav Ashi and Rava, and he waits till Rav Ashi to point this out. Well, what's the case where you ate the truma of the kohen and you chayev to pay the kohen for his lost truma? That would still be a case of mamal lezeh. Because of Tosus's understanding of Rashi of Misal HaShamayim, which is what Tosus wanted to apply in the case of Madlik Sagodish, where it's chayef for violating the Shabbos that's called Misal HaShamayim, it's Misal Lezeh, Umam Lezeh. Why does Rashi wake up out of a slumber when he gets to the case of Ravashi, when all the different ukimtis that we were dealing with, for example, Chelev, where he stole his friend's Chelev and he ate it, and he clinches the Chiyuv Mazik at the same moment that he clinches the Chiyuv Kares for eating Chelev. And Rashi should have said that itself depends upon the Machlokes between Rava and Rav Ashi, because the case of Mamal Lezeh or Misal Lezeh. The reason he's chayav misa is not because he ate the truma of the kohen. It's because he ate truma. It wouldn't make any bit of difference whose truma it was. So if Tosis is superimposing onto Rashi the svara of misa l'shamayim equals misa l'zeh, then why did Rashi wake up when he got to Rav Ashi? He should have mentioned this straight across the board. Veishlomar, in the next paragraph, the Hecha Shativ Maman Hu Achilas Truma Gufa. In other words, he's eating the coin's truma, this zar. He's came under Bahach Chefetz, the Hainu a truma. Lo Mishkachas Hanaz Grono, below Chiv Misa, Vitamid Ba'adodi Ninu, Chiv Mamanu Misa, Mikri Lachat. In other words, this is the exception to the rule of Misa Lazel Maman Lazel. Misa Lazel Maman Lazel is a way of separating between the two, to such an extent that Rava says we're not going to apply Kimlev the Ramin, they're two separate Chiyuvim, and he's going to be Chayv both simultaneously. But if we can bring them closer together, then it becomes dechat. And here we can bring them closer together. Why? Because of something called hanos grono, which means the following: that there's no way that you could be chayev for tashlume mamon without being chayev misa, because the tashlume mamon are a result of the fact that your belly is filled with this truma, which is called anos grona. And at that moment, you're chayav misa. So if there's no way of being chayav that mamon without first being chayav misa, or at the same time being chayav misa, then we have enough of mitzarev to apply kimlin rabine, even if it's misa lezeh, mamon lezeh. And I challenge you to come up with another such case. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe Maduk Sargodesh, one second. Is there any way? Yeah, he could have destroyed the Gaddish in 50 different possible ways without violating Shabbos. But if there's no way of being Chayav Misa without at the same time incurring a thief Mamon, then the two are what we call Yiddish Farbundin, right? And therefore we apply Kimlev the Rami, even though it's Misa L'Shamayim. This is Rabbi Kiveg, not Ben. I'll read it to you in my language. This is my own chicken scratch. Da'ainu b'truma shel kohen v'yachol Yisrael hatziruf shel misa u'mamenuhu hechrechi. The alkol panim v'tashlumei anah muchach lo lios chayev misa u'b'chay gav namrinin Kimlei Ramine Lekuli Alma Mashenkein B'chafifa Mikrit. If there's a coincidental overlap, Dachiv Misa Nase B'maisa Machayev Mamon B'derech Mikre Below Hechrek Mitzad Etzem Maisa Machayev Misa Alkai Gav Namrinin Mamon Lezeh U'Misa Lezeh. So if by chance, while he's incurring the Chiv Misa, he also incurs the Chiv Mamon, but you could have imagined that Chiv Misa without the Chiv Mamon, that would be Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh, Machlokas, Rava, and Ravashi. But in the case of Zar Shachal Truma Shal Kohen, there is no way that he could be Chayav Misa and not be Chayav Mamon. Inherent in the Chayav Misa is a Hechrek that will be Chayav Mamon because of that. No. Okay, Rabosai, that's about it. My voice is totally shot. And we're up to the Ra'ah here. If you can make a note of it. So we get a chance to review this, because otherwise we're going to be stuck on this for like a month, you know. It's so complicated. You're juggling six different variables and seven different shittas and five different shonim. It's like really complicated. Everyone should have a meeting.